Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
How are you
today? Good morning.
I'm pretty good.
Good?
Pretty good. Yeah, how about you? What's happening in L.A.?
Well, I think I learned how to do my sprouts.
Oh, good.
And I also I bought way back in January, I bought the soy milk machine, and I hadn't gotten around to reading the directions and using it. And I'm glad I didn't, because if I had, I wouldn't have learned all the little tips that Char told me.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad I didn't.
Yeah.
So, and I got the sharpener. Did you get the sharpener, Nancy? Did you get the one of those sharpeners?
A sharpener for?
That. Oh, well, she brought that with her because she had been with Jeannie.
Oh, this is me. This is Jeannie.
Oh, it is Jeannie. I heard the voice was low.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, anyway, I learned how to use that, and we decided it wasn't for Tom.
Oh, the slicer, yeah.
Yeah, I got the slicer for Tom, and she used that and showed me how to use it. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's a
slicer. But he's the one who does all of the chopping and all of that, which I will now be doing some of it.
Yeah, well, that'll save you a little
His glasses, he got new glasses, and it didn't help. So, anyway, I learned the slicer.
Good.
And got that started, and I have no idea what time they left. They were still at 12:15. I know she hadn't come in yet to work on the computer, and Denny was here watching the television. And I went to bed and looked out the window at 6 o'clock, and they were gone.
Okay.
So they were, I don't know, I know they were up way past 12.
Yeah.
And they,
that way they can get out of there without too much traffic, too.
I guess, but I haven't said I had much sleep or anything, but anyway, they're on their way.
That's good. Good morning. Who else has joined us?
Leilana.
Hi, Leilana. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. This is Jeannie in Phoenix.
Hi, Jeannie. Jeannie, did you send me an email?
I did.
I couldn't open it. I mean, it wouldn't, it just errored.
Was it that link?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I tried cut and pasting it, and it didn't go up on my sender either.
You know, I think if you look at McDougal, drmcdougal.com, and look in their newsletters, I don't know which, I think it was at April 2007 or something, there's a great article in there on where do I get my protein. And I had sent that to, I have a niece who is a relatively new plant-based person and loving it. She's lost like half of her body, you know. She's so excited, and she's in her 20s. And she was asking me about it, so I sent her that link, and I just copied it off that email that I sent to her. So maybe I need to just go to the website and click it and send it that way. You know, maybe that's something that's whatever. But it's one of the newsletters there.
Okay.
Which is very good, and I thought that might help you too. Good.
And then I looked at the Rave. I have the book, but I haven't opened it. But it gives information too.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Good. Who else has joined us this morning?
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. About you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I hear a few more beeps. Anybody want to say good morning? Where you're from? Where you'd like to be? No. On an island in Maui? No. Well, good. Well, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. And since we have a pause here, let me just do our opening statement. We're all here to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And it all started with a book called The China Study by Colin Campbell. And what a great book that is. It provides all the research. It's just basically undeniable research about why we are endeavoring to change our eating habits, become more healthy. And when better health is attained, all areas of life are certainly impacted. Because without health, you can't really enjoy a lot of things that you'd like to enjoy. So in the China study where the book begins, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. So the majority of us on this call are endeavoring to do this, along with most of us are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products available from Ecan Incorporated. So we're glad to have you on the call this morning. Does anybody have any questions right off the bat this morning? I found Shar and I talked yesterday, and we talked about perhaps for those of us that have the book, The China Study, maybe we can start looking in. Remember when we did the zone thing years ago, reading different parts of it and underlining and underscoring different areas that we want to remember where they are. And one of them, you know, is that page 230, I think it's 230. And that one is the nutrient composition about plant and animal-based foods, showing that there's just as much protein in plant-based as there is in animal-based foods. But yet you also get all of the extras in the plant-based food, like lots of beta-carotene, fiber, vitamin C, folate, vitamin E, iron, magnesium, calcium, much more than animal-based foods. And so that's a nice little chart to have. That's on page 230. That way, when people ask you, you'll know where to go, and so we can start looking at those things on our call in the mornings, perhaps, you know, to help each other out that way. I also found a web page in searching around. I forgot where I was looking. Anyway, it's Veg Paradise, VegParadise.com. A lot of great recipes there, and just some good information. I was poking around a little bit yesterday on the internet. Somebody's having something going on, some construction going on. Who's going for a walk this morning?
Hey, Jeannie?
Yes.
Hey, this is Fritz.
Hi, Fritz.
Hey, I was ran across something. Maybe some of the other people know about this, but there are certain vegetables that are and things that are specifically designed like the human body, but actually have benefit for that part of the body.
Yeah.
Have you run across that?
I've seen something like that before. An email came to me.
Yeah, like the kidney bean.
Uh huh.
The color of a human kidney, the shape of a human kidney, and it's actually good for the human kidney, which is. Mm-hmm. Kind of fascinating. If you run across that, would you email that to me?
I will. I may have saved that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was like the carrot. When you cut a carrot open and look at the core and everything, looks kind of like an eye.
Uh-huh.
You know, it had pictures along with it, too.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, if you could send it, email it. I
have an idea. This is Leilana.
Okay.
If somebody asks for something, do you, like King Coke 2000, somebody can just have a list, and they just push it, and it goes to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're interested in it, we'll keep it. If we're not, we'll just delete it. Do you have something like that? Could you do something like that?
You know, usually Mary Lou Reardon has everybody's email, and she usually forwards a lot of things out to everybody. But what is that called, Leilana?
If you want to know about here in the Bay Area, Kenko 2000, K-E-N-K-O, 2000@AOL.com, is Ed Shaw. And we have a mass, and so anyone in the area, in the Bay Area, that wants a wellness preview or is having, you know, their Super Saturday and they want to invite everyone, or if letters come in from Reed Nelson or if Dennis Estes wants to send something to the whole Bay Area here. Well, no, they have their email, their list. But he, you just send it to him, and he'll just shoot it right out, you know, send, and he'll push, you know, our, you know, Bay Area or however he does it, and we all get it.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what Mary Lou had done. If you want to, are you on her email list?
I don't know, because I'm brand new.
It's Rairdens.com, R-A.
Oh, yes, I didn't do anything
with Rairdens.
R-A.
I-R-D-O-N-S at Comcast.net, sorry.
Rairdens.
Uh-huh.
At.
Comcast, C-O-M-C-A-S-T. Dot net, and you can send her an email and put on the subject advanced lifestyle. Just request to be on the list. She usually sends things out, recipes, you know, things like that that we're kind of interested in. She's got a database, I think, of different things.
You know, and that'll help on the mornings that we're not here, that we don't miss something.
And then the recorded calls, Steve has been recording calls too, and his is, oh, somebody help me out here.
LifestyleSupport.org.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, you've been talking about protein this morning, and when we went to the game yesterday, there is a wonderful, we stop and pick up lunch to take with us as we walk through Tower City, which is the intermediary. Anyway, there's a wonderful salad place. Last year you could make your own. This year they have somebody behind the counter doing it, and you just tell them what to put in the recyclable, biodegradable container that they're using now, which is so exciting.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and so, you know, I'm saying put some spinach and some of the mixed lettuce and some of the romaine and some of this, and she finally said to me, and what do you want for protein? And what kind of cheese do you want? You know, it was busy, and I have my protein. I don't want anything else, thank you. You know, I wasn't going to get into it with her. But everybody thinks protein is, you have to have something animal.
Right.
Whether it's cheese or animal.
We went to Macaroni Grill for lunch the other day, and there's a spinach salad they have, but it's called Chicken Florentine Salad. And I've been ordering that. I'll go, I'll have the chicken Florentine salad without the chicken. And they kind of look at you. But it is absolutely delicious. And my husband and I split it. And then we had a make-your-own pasta dish where they have whole wheat penne. You get to pick your topping, you know, what kind of sauce you want. I got tomato basil sauce. And then you can add, you know, your protein source or whatever. And I skip a couple of things. And then I go down to the vegetables, and instead of, you get to pick three, you know, like roasted garlic cloves, broccoli, spinach, mushrooms, you know, you can pick those things, and I picked four, and I said, I picked four here because I'm not picking any of these other categories, would that be okay? And they go, sure. So, and it was delicious, but that salad without the chicken is how I order it, and they kind of look at me funny.
I do that too, but they unfortunately, some of the places still charge you the same whether you have it with or without, and that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, that's why I ordered extra vegetables.
Than a salad, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that sounds delish.
Yeah.
What other kind of salad dressings are available? I tried the Siaga with the balsamic, and my goodness, it was delicious. But if we go out to a restaurant, I ate it raw, naked the other day, because I didn't know what dressing to ask for.
Mm-hmm. I usually, now this one already had a dressing on it. It was some kind of a balsamic. I'm sure there was olive oil in it too.
But that's all right once in a while?
Yeah, you know, it all depends on the goals and how strict you want to be, but I try not to be so... I was reading in the China study this morning a little bit about it, and he said, don't obsess. You know, eating needs to be it was in the chapter under how to eat. And, you know, you don't want to obsess over things. Remember, you have your 5% and that kind of thing as far as animal goes. As far as olive oil and your oils, McDougall says we need to cut way back on those, because fat is fat is fat. It's just a liquid fat, and it's going to clog in the arteries, you know. But, you know, eating needs to be an enjoyable, worry-free experience, he says, and don't rely on deprivation. Especially when you're eating out, you don't really know. And so he says here, my advice is to, this is on page 242 in the China study, try to eliminate all animal-based products from your diet, but don't obsess over it. So if there's a tasty vegetable soup that has chicken stock base, or if a hearty loaf of whole wheat bread includes a tiny amount of egg, don't worry about it. These quantities very likely are nutritionally unimportant. But even more importantly, the ability to relax about very minor quantities of animal-based foods makes applying this diet much easier, especially when eating out or buying already prepared foods. But I, with salad dressings, a lot of times I'll just squeeze a lemon or a lime over it too. I even do that at home. I've really gotten to where I don't enjoy salad dressings as much, although that Siaga balsamic one is really good. But I use very little. So,
just a suggestion for salad dressings, whether you're home or, well, certainly when you're out, ask for it on the side, and then to put it on your salad, dip your fork in and spread it around that way as you're eating it. I've done that for forever. I don't remember not doing it. But that way you in fact, there have been times where they said to me, oh, you didn't like the salad dressing? No, I just don't swim in it. So
good
yet,
point.
You get a lot less that way, and it's a lot healthier, obviously.
Mm-hmm. How do you get the oils? Because your body does need oil, or does it?
Or does it? Well, I think it would be better to eat. We want to go with as less processed as possible. So when they make oil, they process the olives. Let's say they're doing olive oil. It'd be better to eat the olive. You know what I mean? To have the more whole food.
And nuts, too.
And nuts.
Mm-hmm. And avocado is a good oil also.
Exactly.
That's daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love avocados, too.
It's like my son asks, well, don't we have to put salt on food? How will we get? We have to have salt. I said, believe me, you're getting enough from your food.
Yeah, I was reading the other day about adding your salt at the table rather than while you're cooking it. And that way you taste your food. And I know since eating this way, my food just tastes so much better. I mean, the vegetables and fruits that I'm eating are just so delicious. My taste buds have been altered, you know, back to enjoying them just for what they are.
I had my first peach yesterday. It was delicious.
Oh, I bought
surprised.
Some. Good. Have you ever, I go ahead.
When I'd like to talk about soup just a little bit after we finish the salads.
Okay. Go ahead.
I took broccoli and took some chicken stock because I thought that's not going to, you know, be that much. And then I blended it, and it doesn't, and how do you make soup that tastes good?
Well, you know what, I haven't made soup with broccoli before.
I went to Costco, and I have this huge bag, and I have to eat it, and I thought, well, I'll just make a soup.
Yeah.
Did you put other veggies in or just the broccoli?
Just the broccoli.
Why don't you add a bunch of veggies and some seasoning? I can't believe I'm telling somebody how to cook.
No, I don't cook, so well, I appreciate
that's why it's funny, because I'm not that creative either. But
no,
I would add two veggies, and even if you go into frozen veggies, just to get different tastes, and, you know, try some different spices in there and see what you come up with. Or you can go online and Google vegetable soup and see what you come up with, especially if you want to add spices.
Yeah.
Just be careful that they're not starting with some fattening, you know, stuff that we don't use.
Mm-hmm. And you could even add some grains to it, like rice or maybe even like barley. I'm not sure how barley and broccoli would go together.
Even the pastas. You know, the little pastas are good.
You bet.
It didn't have any, it was just all foam. And then I put it in the refrigerator, and hopefully there'll be some, soup at the bottom of it. But it doesn't have any body.
Mm-hmm.
So the pasta would be good.
Did you cook the broccoli first, or?
Oh, that would have been. I should have steamed it, huh?
Yeah, I think probably cooking it a little bit or steaming it, and then add some onions and things in there too.
Okay.
And,
well, now
or you could even saute some onions and garlic if you like garlic and celery, and then blend it together, and then add your broth kind of slowly to it as you're blending it to bring it to the consistency that you like. And I found some great vegetable broths too. Who is this?
Leilana.
Hi, Leilana. I'm not familiar with your voice yet. I kind of thought it might have been. But you have, if you have some stores there, like a Sprouts or Whole Foods or any of those, there's a lot of great vegetable broths in there. And I found one at Sprouts that is a powder base, and it's Gaylord Houser, I think is his name. But it's got tons of, the whole listing is just vegetables. It's amazing.
Be careful of the sodium on those prepackaged stuff.
Yeah, this one just has none of that, though. It's just pure.
That's unusual.
Yeah, here's the ingredient list just real fast. It says...
Gaylord?
It's G-A-Y-E-L-O-R-D, and then Houser, H-A-U-S-E-R. All natural instant vegetable broth. It's in a green little box, like a small cereal box, those little tiny individual servings about that size.
You know what you can do? You can go on Google and put in that, and then their website will come up, and then you can ask, where is it available?
Perfect. That would be a good thing to do. And
okay.
It has nutritional yeast grown on beet molasses, soy flour, plus the following fresh dried ingredients: parsley, all these are ground, parsley, celery leaf and stalk, white onion, toasted onion, dill seed, beetroot, spinach, alfalfa, carrot, sweet paprika, basil, garlic, kelp, cayenne pepper, ground lettuce, celery seed, parsley flakes, and tomato powder, and that's it. And you can take that and just drink a cup of, put like a teaspoon of that in hot water and make a little broth and drink it, if you ever want just a little soup. So it's got a lot of minerals in it. But anyway, this is one I tried, and I love it. And when I cook my beans, I put some of that in there. When I cook my rice, I put some of that in there. And it just adds a nice flavor. And that's just one. There are many others. But do look for the sodium content in packaged foods. This has, per teaspoon, 166 milligrams of sodium. But it must be naturally occurring sodium in the vegetables.
One thing you said, Jeannie, about putting hot water in there.
Yeah.
Don't take it from the tap, hot boil it first.
Thank you.
The thing that our water company, that was one thing they said when you are taking water out of the tap, they very clearly said always use cold water. Do not, because when you use the hot water, it picks up more whatever's in the pipes and brings it to the faucet. So you don't ever want to use hot water to cook or to drink.
Okay.
And let it run when you turn it on till it cools up, till it gets to the right temperature.
Right.
And we learned that obviously with our water systems, that when we haven't used it for however many hours, you have to let it run for a minute. But if your water is sitting for 6 to 8 hours and you want to use it to cook or whatever you're going to do with it from the faucet, make sure you run it first until it gets to the temperature.
Right.
Till it changes.
And I've been taking, I just heat up my pie water in the
mm-hmm.
in a teapot,
mm-hmm.
usually. That kind of a thing, too. No, that's good. Good reminder.
Well, some people just do it automatically without thinking, and they really, I've never seen it in writing like that before. And it was from the water company.
Hey, I have to tell you a recipe I tried last night. I have a friend in town that I haven't seen in 20 years, and I thought, well, I'll experiment on her. So anyway, it turned out it's in the McDougal weight loss book, the tostada salad, and it is really, really good. It makes enough for 12 servings, so just so you know that. If you ever want a large amount, we do have leftovers. And it's on page 242. Pretty simple to fit together. There's a lot of chopping, but you use a cup of corn kernels, fresh or frozen, a cup of diced zucchini. I'll let you read it in the book there, but zucchini and peppers and frozen peas and green beans. And then lettuce, any kind of lettuce combination that you like. And then you use salsa, and I used some that I had in the fridge already. And then this sweet pea guacamole. Does anybody like peas?
Hmm?
Green peas?
Yes.
This is we ate some of it just with as an appetizer with these rye crackers. It's so good. And that the sweet pea guacamole is on page 218. And it's got frozen peas, cilantro, garlic, lemon or lime juice, rice vinegar, a little soy sauce, and ground cumin, and crushed red pepper flakes. And then I added, it says for a chunky version of guacamole, you can stir in a chopped tomato and chopped scallions, which we did. And it is delicious. So if you like peas, rather than, I mean, I love avocado too, but if you're watching your fat content and you want to do that, peas are high in protein too. So, and you put that right on top. You put your lettuce on the plate, and then you spoon this vegetable mixture that's on the tostada salad over the lettuce, top it with that guacamole, and then drizzle it with the remaining salsa. It was very good. Any comments or questions about anything else? I have a quiet group this morning.
Oh, okay, here I go. I'm having women over for lunch, and I'm having, it's a group that gets together, and they're bringing their own sandwich, and I'm going to have a spinach salad with dressings on the side. And some of them like chips with their sandwiches. What kind of chips do I buy or serve?
Well, depends on how. there's a variety of them at Sprouts, I know, different kinds that you can look at. But I like corn chips, like the tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
And I look for the cleanest ones that I can find. Or you can make them if you buy corn tortillas that have. I mean, it might do. We have to look for them here, even in Arizona. I have to look for them to make sure they don't have a list of ingredients. But you can find that are just corn with, and they're treated with lime. So that, and that's basically all the ingredients are. And you can kind of cut them into where they're triangles,
mm-hmm.
and bake them a little bit in the oven.
And then I can just eat them.
I'm sorry?
I can serve them and not eat them.
Exactly.
Also, cut up some potatoes, sweet potato, white potato, different kinds even, and bake them.
Oh.
And make your own. If you're going to buy them, you're certainly better buying baked rather than any of the other kind that's out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And look for veggie ones. Sometimes those are a little bit healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to start shopping at our health food store down here.
Yeah.
I have one down at the bottom of the hill.
At the bottom of the hill?
from where I live, Earthbeam. And they have, I just think that's going to be easy for me so that I don't have to go looking all over because I don't shop very much. My husband does.
Okay.
I gave him the book to read.
Yeah. It's kind of an adventure going to these new places that you're not used to going to. I went to an Asian market here recently, my first time, and spent quite a long time in there just looking at all the many types of grains and beans and canned things and, you know, just curious about different produce things. I was looking for that mushroom, that stick mushroom that you talked about. I found a couple things that might qualify for that, but they didn't say what they were. So I wasn't sure.
What is an egg replacer?
Egg replacer?
Yes.
That's another thing that, well, let's see. Wasn't there an article that came out, Nancy, about egg replacer?
It's a powder, I know.
Mm-hmm. I have one that's by Energy, and it's called Egg Replacer. I got it at the health food store. And you use like a tablespoon of that per 2 tablespoons of water. Stir it up, and it makes a paste, and you add that to your ingredients. So they do make an egg replacer. There's other things you can use, I suppose, too, but I don't know what those are. I know I've seen a list go by somewhere about that. What book are you looking at, Lilana?
The Rave. And you know what I'm upset about is that their recipes do not have a table of contents. Has anyone?
Oh, they don't, do they?
And made a table of contents, or you just flip through it?
You know what I do is, as I find ones, and I'm looking at my book now too, I learned this from Char, I took a little, you know, the little sticky notes?
Right.
And mark each page and write on it what it is. So I have my own little individual tab sticking out of the recipes that I try. And he has, on page 90 on the Rave, he has lunch or dinner recipe suggestions for lunch and dinner. He has just some basic things that you can whip up on your own without following a recipe. He has those listed there. And then he starts with salads and goes through,
okay,
you know, different things. But, yeah, I did that too. I just kind of flipped around, and then I started just finding one that I liked and try it, and then I marked it with a tab. That seems to work with me. In fact, I do my magazines like that now, too. Vegetarian Times, different ones that I get with the recipe. So, you know, it's just finding things that you like and trying them and X them out if you don't like them. Or just about everything I've tried has been really good. Some I like better than others, but they've all been really good. You know, nothing that I had to throw away, which is good. So there's a broccoli salad I'm looking at here for your broccoli.
What goes with that?
That one's on your broccoli salad.
Mm-hmm.
This is on page 93 of the Rave book.
Okay.
It's got broccoli, garlic, red onion, rice vinegar, vegetable broth, and dried red pepper flakes. Pretty simple. You chill it a little bit before, it says, so. And that's for a bunch. It makes about 4 cups. There's another salad on here I haven't tried yet called the Aztec. It has black beans in it and corn and all that. I kind of like that. I like beans and corn together and rice. So, any other suggestions or comments? Well, then let's keep pushing forward in this, you know, keep reading and experimenting and enjoying a better way of life, you know, health-wise. It's kind of fun to experiment with different recipes, but if you're in a hurry and your schedule doesn't allow it, then I usually stick with the basics. You know, I'll make a big pot of rice, a big pot of beans, and have that in the fridge and have a thing of lettuce ready to go and, you know, get some of your favorite things together that you like that way. So, all right, guys, ladies, gentlemen. I know we have some gentlemen listening in the background, too. So have a wonderful day. I want to thank you for your time commitment to this. And, you know, we do, like Char said yesterday, we have, you know, I feel like an obligation to share this with people to get them started on the path, at least looking into making some changes. And if you haven't read the China Study, I encourage you to get that and read it. Work your way through it. It's just very intriguing There are, it is on CD now, I guess, available too, that's an abridged version, and that might work for some people better, listening in on it. I know I just got a copy of that. I haven't listened to it yet, but while I'm driving around, you know, to have that. So thank you for your participation. If you have any questions or comments, you can direct them to the person that invited you to the call, or you can bring them to the call tomorrow. And so have a wonderful day, everybody.
I just have one more question.
Oh, yes.
Canned, I'm looking here, green beans, Italian style, et cetera, and you just can't use canned beans, can you? Or is there, at a Whole Foods store, is there a good canned vegetables?
You know, you can if you want to. It's always, fresh is always going to be your best, and then frozen is next, and sometimes frozen is even better than fresh if it's been sitting for a while. So what kind of, let's see, Eden brand, E-D-E-N, has a good line in the health food stores. The can doesn't release certain things into the food or whatever I've been hearing about.
Oh, and one more thing. Steve's recorded calls.
Thank you.
Lifestyle.
Yes.
Lifestylesupport.org.
O-R-G.
I didn't want to monopolize the whole thing.
It's okay. Whoever has the, you know, whoever has comments and questions, you know, that's important for us. We want to help you to figure it out and to, you know, get along the way. That's what this call's all about. So,
well, I really don't want to have the radiation.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to put my body in a state that chances can't come back.
Exactly. Good for you. Good for you. And this will certainly help with that. Do you have the China study book?
No, I need to do that. I had a very busy day yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. You can order that online, too, probably.
And I probably can get, you know, a used copy of it on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. I got my, which one was it? The McDougall Weight Loss Program. I went on Amazon, and I got it for $3.99 and used. It's a hardback, and it's in very good condition. So I think it was $3.99, and then whatever the shipping was. It cost me like $8 or something. So
I want to thank you for you know, giving me the Rave Diet idea. I had bought it at a Super Saturday, not realizing that I had. And I have one gal who is going through chemo to shrink her tumor before they operate. And she emailed me back and said, I've already ordered it. And the other CD, you know, Healing Cancer from Within or whatever that one is.
Yeah, good.
I want to thank you because this is, you're right, this is how it's going to get out there. And it's just word of mouth.
It's so true. So true. And isn't it nice to, you know, when people are, when their lives are changed and you know that you had a part of that, it's such a wonderful, I mean, there's just hardly anything better.
I taught school, elementary school for 39 years, and I thought, you know, now I can rest. God has a plan for me this life.
That's right. You bet.
He has a plan for me.
Yes, he does.
So.
Definitely. So, thank you, Leilana. It's really nice to meet you on the phone.
Where?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix.
Yeah, and you're in the Bay Area?
Yeah, Burlingame.
Okay.
I belong with Bernadette McBurney and her team here in Foster City.
Okay. Good. That's wonderful. Well, good. We'll have anything else, any other questions that you have?
Not today.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, you have a wonderful...
Oh, I have to follow through.
Yeah, you know, and you're doing well with the Rave book. He has some great... You know, the DVD is phenomenal. I think we're going to watch it today again. I haven't watched it in a while, but just his introduction to it is very good, too, you know, in his book. So that's a good start.
Hey, you have a great day.
I will. You too.
Okay.
Y'all have a anybody else on there, have a wonderful day, and we'll hear you tomorrow.
Great.
Thank you. Bye-bye.